Welcome to another In My Shoes episode, the only inspirational podcast there is. Today, we take great pleasure and bring into you the 48-year-old who was born in England and grew up in Barbados. Then, somehow, he found his way to Trinidad, where Victor Freeman currently resides.
Come on, respect, right? Yeah, this is Victor here. They're coming to Trinidad a while now. I have my children down this side. You know? I love any place too. Everything good, man.
Yes. Welcome to the show, Mr. Freeman. Now, tell us, did you grow up in a Rastafarian household?
No, my mother, she was not a Rastafarian. She was Catholic.
Okay, so tell us how you were introduced to this way of life.
Well, as a youngster coming up, I met people, and some were considered doing good, and some were doing bad now.
Yes.
So I tell myself, I have to make a choice, either do any good or do any bad. And the Rasta man was showing me the good, so I tell myself I would use that as a real life too, as a Rasta man.
Yeah.
Instead of being bad, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, I know that Rastafarians eat a lot of vegetables, and they don't eat meat. So,
I like to speak of myself now.
Yes.
I know what I do now. I don't know what other people does do. So I like to speak of myself, so I can speak of myself more clearly than to say, observing someone and say what them do and what not doing in front of me. And when I'm not there, I might not know what them doing.
Okay.
But for me now, being honest, I know how I live now. So that's why I was willing to speak about that.
Okay. Now.
Some people say they see Rasta eating meat. Some say they eat fish. Some do this, some do that, but in the end, it is a principle in life, no, equal rights and justice, right?
Yes.
Well, like for myself, I can't like for nobody else, you know?
Okay. Are you a vegetarian by chance?
Do you eat
meat?
No, I don't do that.
Okay, so was it hard to find the specific things you needed to consume as a vegetarian.
Okay, like the kind of food I eat, like potatoes, cassava, edibles,
yes, profession.
All ground provisions, them is good food to eat, like food, carrots, you know.
Yeah.
You learn from school too that it's on the table, it's just that you're leaving all the meat in that category.
Okay. Alright, when you have met with strong opposition from your family.
No, it was more like accepting who I am now.
Yes.
She wasn't really so fond of me being a Rasta man, but as time goes on, she realized that I'm sticking to what I'm dealing with, and she leave me to be now. That's my mom.
Okay.
That's so, it was a struggle.
Okay. And what age did you decide to follow Rastafarianism?
I was watching it since I was in school, secondary school.
Yeah.
I was in school, and as I told you, some people around me, they were doing good, and some to me, I find was bad now.
Right.
So the good influences I realized was the Rastaman around my neighborhood at the time. So
yes.
Listening to them, and I started to have conversations with them, and I asked them, because I wanted to know who God is, now I want to know who God is, and they told me, well, first check your black history, now check where you come from, and certain things, so I start researching for myself, so I realize, understand where they're coming from, and I decide, well, it's a good way of life, and I just move with that, and never come off from it since.
Okay, and are there any restrictions in Rastafarianism, like in Islam, they don't eat pork? In Hinduism, they don't eat beef. Are there anything like that in your religion?
I don't know about that really, because where I'm from, we didn't have Hindus and Muslim and them kind of people around, so
okay.
There's a more black and white community in Barbados now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the black or the white. Because when I was in Barbados, I never knew about Dougla. When I come to Trinidad, is I heard about Dougla now.
Yes.
Yeah, either black or white in Barbados now. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
you know, like here, like how you grew up, and you know, like you have a mixture of cultures, you have Indians, you have Chinese, you have different races together in one in Trinidad. Barbados is more mixed with Africans and white people, Europeans.
Yes.
They mix them more.
We have about half a minute left. Why don't you tell us about life in Barbados?
Okay, well, life in Barbados is, well, I found that we were more together at the time. I don't know if it's because the era I was in, the age group,
yeah,
or the place. But at that time, excited now. Okay. I've seen it these times. Because we never used to watch down on anyone, you know? Everybody was in the same boat, you see?
Yeah.
So we looked to cooperate as a means of survival. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to survive without having much possessions now.
Yes.
So we used to come together, come together as one and help one another. If I have something, you have something, and if that person has something, I have something, and so nobody will be without now.
Okay. Well, this has been the first segment for this episode of In My Shoes. Join us after the break when we will learn more about Mr. Freeman's lifestyle. Mr. Freeman, would you like to tell the audience? We'll be right back.
Well, I tell the audience is that everybody hold up their head, you know, and stay up then. Because in these times, once you have faith in yourself and the Most High, anything can happen.
Yeah, man.
Do you need a bit of inspiration? Well, you've come to the right place. In My Shoes is a place where we discuss the goals, accomplishments, and struggles faced by ordinary people like you.
Welcome back to In My Shoes, Mr. Freeman, when people, myself included, think of Rastafarianism, we often think of the Emperor Selassie. Mr. Freeman, what does the Emperor Selassie mean to you?
Right, a good question, right? Because in early, as I told you, learning black history now, and true black history, and I'm learning about Marcus Garvey and Haile Selassie first.
Yes.
And Marcus Garvey, prophecy of a king to come. Which was speaking of Haile Selassie first, and Haile Selassie first came, you understand?
Yeah.
And show your way of life that people could check, and if they emulate, there would be a better world.
Okay.
Yeah, principle. He was a man of principle.
Yeah.
And that's what Rastafari is, a man of principle.
Okay. So, I know that Rastafarianism is deeply rooted in love. Besides love, what else does Rastafarianism teachers, followers.
Well, equal rights and justice. That's what you understand, and without that, there will be war. That's what they say, because once someone is downpressed, there are others who would not like to be downpressed, so there will be always an opposition, and that will be the war is. Until people realize that everybody should be judged equally, no matter how they are. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Race, nothing could cause that separation, then there will be war.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what he'd be saying now. So there'll always be a fight for justice once they have people being depressed.
Do you have a specific place of worship?
No, I don't. I say my prayers within myself anytime, anywhere. I find it a good time. You understand? Just to keep the Father with you at all times is important. So that's come by having a constant contact. You can't just say today and then you forget to, later on. There will be a constant contact. And that will Rastafari give you a real life now. Not really a religion, but a real life, how you're living and thinking.
Okay. What? Who do you pray to?
I pray to the Most High God Almighty, who, through my lack of wisdom, understand,
I didn't
fully understand as yet, I'm still looking to learn now.
Okay.
I don't put down nobody on what they see and what they think about now, but I know there's a Most High God who put me here, and people with their lack of knowledge, they don't understand the fullness of how someone could put we on this earth and build us up in such a manner that we can ever reproduce ourselves. We all need the help of the Most High God to do that now.
Yes.
That's
what
I said?
Yes, I did.
You need me to explain myself more?
I think I understand, but for the audience, you could explain.
Right, okay, that's good then.
Okay. So, walk me through a day in the life of a Rastafarian.
I could say wake up one morning and give thanks for life. You know what I mean? Because there's no guarantee that you have to get up in the morning, so you recognize that first. You understand?
Yes.
Ask for guidance of what you're looking to go and do. You know? Because you know what you expect over here. So once you get that guidance, you'll feel more comfortable talking to someone who you tell yourself to control your destiny and how things go. You understand? And when you come home safe and you see your family, you give thanks for that. You hear that whole Rasta man too. It's really a normal life, you know, to say that you just don't want to do something to offend or make you tell yourself that somebody will be cruel or be upset because of what you did. You more looking to keep yourself humble that way, that if what you having for yourself, you will like for somebody else, you know what I mean? You won't want somebody to do you something that will aggravate you, so why should I do something to aggravate someone? The simple principle, same thing like what Christ was saying. Christ was saying that all the time. It's simple.
So, it's kind of Rastafarianism kind of takes its teachings from Buddhism. Yes, and that aspect.
So you want to know, I'm trying to get you saying clearly that you want to know what Rasta's teachings are?
No, I'm saying that that particular teaching is almost the same as Buddhism.
Okay, same way as Buddhism?
Yes.
Look at that. I didn't know that. They taught me something new. But it's simple though, because it makes sense now. If you check it, it makes sense.
It does.
Everything will come normally.
Yes.
That's all you need to do now.
Okay, so we are at the end of this segment, and when we come back for the last segment, we'll discuss some other topics. This is In My Shoes. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This podcast is brought to you by the amazing people at Anchor. Anchor is a free app where you can not only listen to your favorite podcasters, but you can become one yourself. Anchor will also distribute your podcast among all other platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn. Download the Anchor app today.
Welcome back to the final segment for this week's edition of In My Shoes. And now we're going to get to know Mr. Freeman a bit more. Mr. Freeman, how was life growing up?
Growing up in Barbados?
In Barbados.
In Barbados, first thing first, where I live is close to the sea. A place called Maxwell, Christchurch.
Yeah.
Place that close by the sea, so most of my life I was on the beach side, swimming, training, running on the beach, playing football, more beach activities now.
Yes.
Coming up also, we had some trees around. We used to play catcher. I don't know if you know that game. You go around the trees, you can't come on the ground or you become the catcher. Them things used to play, so good growing up in terms of boyhood activities.
Yes.
Cricket, football. See, we were more together now, so we do things together. Enjoy ourselves now.
Yeah. Why would you say your parents migrated to England?
I might think to myself for job opportunities. Most of the time you might say that I'll go overseas to make a better living for your family.
Yeah.
I believe that the mind that they were both one from Trinidad and one from Barbados, and they met up there, and that's how they brought me.
Okay. Have you ever visited England as a youth man?
To tell you the truth, I never went back. I only know about England through my mother told me, and through my birth certificate say that I born in England, but I never went back to England. My brother went back to England, but not me. I came to Trinidad and left it.
Why haven't you?
Well, tell the truth, I never was much interested in going back to England as I'm a life in Barbados already going on. People who are not familiar with it. But I didn't see no reason that I had to go nowhere to do anything. I was uncomfortable with them.
And what about Barbados? Since you've migrated to Trinidad, have you visited Barbados?
Yeah, many times, man, many times. Last time I went was in 2016.
How was it?
2016 was the last time I go.
Yeah.
I used to go and come plenty times.
Okay. You said something.
Have I said something?
Yes.
No. All I said I was going back and front, you know, to Barbados and Trinidad as a youth man coming up, as I told you before. That in summer vacation,
yeah,
to come to Trinidad, yeah, when my mom come over, I'll be with her. Sometimes she even send me on my own, and I come down here on the holidays and go back up to school in Barbados. Yeah, so I get to know Trinidad more like that over and over. Used to come to the same place in Lupino too. So after a while now, and I'm staying over here instead of going back to Barbados. And I really was saying, missing my train that way because I used to go and come regular. So every while I still go over there, I still see them. So we always in contact. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to ask you. If you could come here, your life before to your life now as a Rasta man and sum it up in one word, what word would that be? And what is your reason for choosing that word?
Love.
Why?
It's because God is love and love is God. And without, they can't do without each other. So once you have love, you'll know everything.
Okay. Do you take marijuana and all your bag on oops? Do you?
Yeah, I smoke herbs, man. Yeah, I do that.
How?
Yeah, I smoke herb. Marijuana, as you call it, like the big name it is. But the word that I know is herb, weed. know?
Yes. How often?
Like on the morning, and when I come home on the night, every time. So during the work, I don't smoke weed because there are time for that as we working.
Yes.
Yeah. So when I come home, I relax. Like I tell you, I do music, smoke a weed, and listen to some rhythm tracks and sing a song. You know?
Yes.
That's how I do it. Yeah. Give thanks and praise the Most High God. That's my method. Music.
And when you smoke, do you meditate like go back and reflect on these events? Or anything like that?
Yeah, when I smoke, I reflect on my life. See what I do, what I did before, what I intend to do. You know what I mean? How I get done and certain things. Nothing frivolous. I take all the stupidness out of my mind. So that don't make no sense in this time. No.
Yeah.
That will keep me straight. Now I study.
Okay. Would you ever leave Rastafarianism? If you would ever leave this way of life.
Nah, I doubt that, no. Because I don't have a contact ready with my father, no. Well, when people say father, mother, you know, as you say, you just study other religions, and
yeah.
Buddha, and you might know Muslim, you might support to a Rastaman now, you understand? But in
yeah.
The end, it's love, though. Love is the key word. You understand? So without
yeah.
Love, nothing can function. That's the key that people are missing, no. Once they had that, everything
then be solved. I wanna ask now, what type of legacy are you hoping to leave? What legacy would you like to leave?
Okay, right. Legacy I would like to leave?
Yeah.
That anybody that mentioned my name won't see anything that would be of a bad character. No? They would say, well, that person was of a good character. That is what I like to leave.
Okay. Do you have any last words for our audience tonight?
Well, what I can say is thanks for listening, you know, because you didn't have to do that, but once you listen, I'm glad you understand a little more about me, and anytime you want to answer questions, you can call me anytime. Esther will give you my number, and I will talk to you.
Okay. When you're playing my ball, this has been in my shoes. My name is Chester, reminding you all to keep smiling, keep your shoes on, and keep walking.
Yeah, man. Respect.